The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon. It's just after 3 p.m. It is Tuesday. I think it's May 5th, right?
It is May 5th.
It's May 5th. And you are listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Sam. With me, as usual, here safely at home with me, is Becky. How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right. How has your work day been today so far?
It's been great. I have some great news on the high school front.
Oh, no.
Tardies are down. The hallways have been clear. There's been no marijuana use on campus. Suspensions are way down. No. Yeah, that was my update from the deans today.
Was that literally part of your meeting?
That was literally the end of the meeting where we said, oh, my God, we have so much work. But hey, here's some good news. So all of our discipline numbers look great. The deans have a sense of humor.
Well, that's good to hear.
It is.
That has not generally been my experience, so it's good to hear that that's changing.
Yeah.
I know you're not allowed to say stuff like that, but I'm not a teacher, so I am.
You are.
All right, why don't we get to the briefing?
Sure, Sam. State-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health department officials are staffing the coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also now text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online.
Governor Inslee is expected to hold a press conference at 3:30. We may break into our regular programming or append our 6 p.m. rebroadcast if significant updates are announced that cannot wait until tomorrow. Carnival Cruises has canceled the remainder of its Alaska sailings for the rest of the 2020 season. The Port of Seattle says July 1st is the earliest cruise ships might come into Seattle this year. Moving on to the City of Tacoma, the City Council will hold its regular weekly meeting at 5 p.m. today. This meeting will also serve as the public hearing on whether to reauthorize the Tide Flats interim regulations, which pause certain types of land use and redevelopment in the Tide Flats area of the city. Comments may be emailed to cityclerk@cityoftacoma.org before 4 p.m. The meeting will be broadcast on Facebook Live, on TV Tacoma, and at tvtacoma.com. Those wanting to listen in via phone may call 253-215-8782 and use the meeting ID 890-2715-0863. Tacoma Public Utilities is advising that some customers have reported calls from scammers using technology to look and sound like TPU. If you receive a phone call from someone claiming to represent TPU and demanding payment, hang up. TPU is not disconnecting services due to non-payment during the state of emergency. More information can be found online at mytpu.org/scams or by calling 253-502-8600. Tomorrow is the deadline to apply for the City of Tacoma's Rental Assistance Program. To apply, call 253-582-5320 between 10 a.m. and noon or visit cityoftacoma.org/coronavirus online. Tacoma Arts Live has canceled, rescheduled, or postponed all events through early June. Ticket holders can email tickets at tacomaartslive.org. A lot of phone numbers, a lot of URLs in these updates, so go ahead and, you know, if you want a repeat of something, you can give us a call at 253-330-8821. Be happy to read these to you. Or you can go to our website at daily.ktqa.org. So,
I got one more thing from Pierce County. The Tacoma Pierce County Habitat for Humanity is hosting two virtual webinars tomorrow afternoon. Maximizing Your Budget in Lean Times will be held 4 to 5 p.m. and Intro to Tools will be held 5:30 to 7 p.m. More information is available at tpc-habitat.org.
Okay, so like we said before, at 3:30, the governor is going to be having another press conference, and if there are any announcements, we might break in after the end of the interview or bring it at the 6 p.m. update with some updates about what's going on. Otherwise, we're going to be handing out the first of the laptops today, are we not?
Yes, we are.
That's nice.
It's an exciting thing. We've got some recipients that hopefully will be able to connect with their teachers and their peers via all of those different online platforms and be able to continue their studies.
All right. Well, dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Or again, you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. Now on to today's interview.
With me today is Chelsea McElroy. She is the Executive Director for Vision Step Teams in Tacoma. How are you, Chelsea?
I'm doing good. Thank you for calling me today.
You know, some of our listeners might not be familiar with what STEP is. So how do you describe it to someone who's never seen or heard it?
I really like to describe it as making music with our bodies. So it's really important that when you're hearing a rhythm, sometimes on the radio, and you want to replicate that rhythm, and there's no way really to do that with just your mouth. So sometimes you got to add your feet, you have to add your hands, you got to clap a little to get those sounds going. So when you want to think about STEP as making those rhythms and that music with your own body.
How did you become involved in STEP?
So I've been stepping through a lot of my early childhood. Our church had a program where a part of the choir was to sing a cappella. So when we were doing that church choir, I was about 8 and 9 years old. When we were singing a cappella, they wanted us to add in these rhythms with our body. So it was a lot of fun to sing and make music all at the same time with just our body and our voices. And then when I got older, I attended Bellarmine Prep High School here in Tacoma, and I joined the STEP team my freshman year. And by my sophomore year, I was the captain and choreographer because I just fell in love with making the rhythms and being a part of something bigger than myself. So stepping is really more about teamwork. So it just really aligned with who I was as a person, and it was really fun to do.
Now, historically and currently, I would say, STEP is really linked to African-American culture. Is that who you primarily see participating with your programs?
No, it's crazy. So, I mean, STEP is traditionally aligned with African-American culture, but because my program is so vast here in Tacoma, we're at 5 schools and 2 community centers. The majority of my students range in diversity. So I have a lot of students who are, you know, aligned with the Asian culture and Hispanic children. And it's just so cool to see how many different diverse people can get involved with this thing. And as I made my program girl-centric and girl-focused, we found that all girls can find a home in making something together.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about Vision Step Team and what's it all about? What's your grounding philosophy?
So we have a mission statement, and it's that all girls have a right to love and a safe space, to friendship, acceptance, and all girls have the right to shine and practice performance and public speaking. So that is really the heart of who Vision Step Team is and what we're all about. So we go out of our way. Well, I say we, me, the parents, our volunteers, the students, we always are looking for platforms in which to elevate girls' voices. So it started out as kind of, let's get them all on stage. But as we did that and we do a little bit of that social emotional coaching behind the scenes, all these girls are starting to thrive in new ways. Like I have 6th and 7th graders who have been giving speeches in their classrooms and 4th grade students who feel okay and brave enough to like stand up for themselves on the playground. So it's rooted in providing a platform. And behind the scenes, we do a lot of social emotional learning.
And why do you focus on girls? I mean, what about children who don't necessarily identify as girls? They're either boys or gender nonconforming.
So I've been really blessed to have gender nonconforming children on the team. So as long as they feel that it's a safe place for them, then the door is open to them. But also specifically with girls, when I was doing the research back in 2015, I got my degree in early learning in 2016. I started this research on after-school programs per our area. So I wanted to know how many programs there were in Tacoma as a school-age after-school teacher of sorts. I really wanted to get that data. And as I was compiling that data, I found that there were so many more opportunities for boys to plug in, to team-building experiences, to mentoring and coaching, and the options for girls are very limited, and the ones that they did have were very costly. So I wanted specifically to make a program for low-income girls who get left out of that after-school or that summer camp environment. So when I was looking and specifically looking, I saw this hole in service and I thought to myself, how can I fill that hole and meet kids who kind of are like me growing up? Who can I most identify with and who can I help the most? So that's kind of how we ended up being a girls program.
It sounds super cool. You talked about some fourth graders, some seventh graders, and you talked about your own experience doing STEP in high school. How many different teams do you have as part of Vision STEP Team?
Ooh, okay. Vision STEP Team has 5 after-school programs, which identify as their own teams because they have their own captains. So we have a program with the McCarver students, Bernie Elementary School, Sheridan Elementary, Edison Elementary, and Fawcett Elementary School. That's 5 teams within the school district. And then private teams, we have our Ladies of Vision STEP and Drill, which is middle school and high school. And then our elementary, we have 2 levels. We have the Baby Visionettes, which is that performing group that goes out and people see them a lot. And we have our Little Lady Steppers, which are a little bit younger. So our programs range from kids as young as 4 years old to 20 years old, mentoring those skills. So we have 8 teams, I would say, on record. But right now, we've transformed all of the teams into 1 virtual Vision STEP Team program. And that has been so much fun. And then right before the break, right before we kind of shut down, I launched our boys program with a head coach. His name is Derek.
Ooh, so there is some opportunity for boys also to do this, making music with their bodies too?
Yes, we launched the boys program, I believe, on April 4th, and their name is Tacoma's Finest STEP Team. And Coach Derek, he's been doing a great time. It was really hard for him because we were gearing up to get the in-person session starting up, and then everything happened, and we're like, all right, we're going to make the boys team virtual too. So the boys team went right over. So Tacoma's Finest now is a virtual program. So underneath our one umbrella, we have about 9 teams, but now that things are the way they are, we have 2 virtual programs, the boys program and the girls program.
I'm sure that you're all looking forward to a time when we can be practicing in person and seeing the kids perform in person. What's the plan looking like for maybe summer or fall?
I feel it's kind of a little bit of playing it by ear, but what we've been learning how to do, myself and Coach Derek, we've actually been learning how to video edit. We've had several requests from people who were originally slated to see the kids perform, just to like get like a little video of the kids performing. So it's been kind of cool. We have kids filming things from their own house, and we're editing it all together so that people can get this look at what STEP Team is, and so that they can still experience that performance piece. We had a nurse, though, who specifically requested from St. Joe. She was just like, I know it's impossible, and I know it's not safe, but one of these days when we look out our windows, we want to see that STEP Team out there doing their thing and bringing joy back to the city of Tacoma.
Oh, that would be amazing. In the meantime, where would people look online once that video is up there? How do you share that video and get that in front of eyes of people?
We love Facebook. we have a page on Facebook at Vision STEP Team, and then we're also on Instagram at Vision STEP Team. So you try to keep it really simple. And also our website is visionstepteam.org, just so it's just one place, one name.
Now, Chelsea, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you. You grew up in Tacoma, went to school in Tacoma. You're working in Tacoma. You did your studies surrounded and centered in Tacoma. What do you like best about Tacoma?
Oh, Tacoma's home. It is. I tell people all the time, I left in 2009, and I went away to college at Marquette University. And the whole time I was gone in Wisconsin, all I could talk about was Tacoma. It wasn't about the state of Washington, although it's amazing. Tacoma is such a niche place because it's an amazing place for families, but it's also a great place for young adults. Now, as a young adult myself, I love the trails and the little walks and hikes that you can find right in the middle of your city. You don't have to drive far. Also, we have so many beaches and so many good people. Everywhere I turn here in this city, I have never been met with any type of hostility or any type of ill will towards me. So I walk out with pride and dignity in my city because I know that I feel safe here. And I hope that we can continue to make this a safe place, especially with the youth I'm working with. I want them to feel that same sense of pride and security in their town.
Well, amazing, Coach Chelsea. I've got goosebumps thinking about all of those great things that we can do looking forward, because it can be a little bit of a bummer when we say, oh, school's shut down, I guess things aren't happening anymore. And it just goes to show that there are still, besides school and extended learning, all of the different programs that are out there are still reaching us and reaching the community, even virtually.
Yeah, it's been a blessing for sure. I love that, even though I can't see all of my little ones at once anymore, because our program's pretty massive. In the fall, we had did the Santa Claus parade. We had 42 students and 58 adults marching with Vision Step Team. Now, we can't gather like that anymore, but it's so nice to see them on those Zoom calls or virtually when they're submitting videos to me, just saying, hi, Coach, we miss you. And I love sending those videos back to them.
Well, amazing way to keep young people in our community connected to their mentors and coaches and to one another. Chelsea, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Chelsea McElroy is the executive director and lead coach for Vision Step Teams of Tacoma.
Dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. You can email us at daily@ktqa.org. You can call or text us at 253-330-8821. And unless there's a significant update, we'll see you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.